Okay, we are beginning now. Simon Reish Chaf Gimel Sif Aleph, who starts with the Mechaber. Yalda Ishta Zohar, if a one's wife gives birth to a son, Mevarech Hatov Vehametiv. That's the brach upon a boy being born. Vegam Hi Tzrich Levarech Kain. And the wife also makes this bracha. Comes along the Ramah and says, Ve'imesa Ishto, Belidato, if Chas V'Shalom, one's wife dies while giving birth, Mevarech Shechionu. In this case now, the bracha changes from Tov Meitiv, makes a Shechianu, to Ha Leika HaTov L'Acharine, because the reason why you made a Tov Meitiv, because more than one person was benefiting from this. But now there's only you, so then just make Shechianu. V'chein imes ha'av kodem she'iladuto, and so too, if, God forbid, the father would pass away before the child was born, he mevarech Shechianu, then she only makes a Shechianu in this case. V'chein yili yashiv ha'rashba simen mishmim hei. V'yesh shekosvu shenohagu lahakil. Be lenient, but bracha zu she'ena choyve el rishus. That this bracha is not really an obligation; it's more of a rishus, is an option. Mizen is pashit sherabim makilin be'ela brachos. And for this reason, because of this opinion that it would be more of a optional, that's why the minhag is spread out. Whereas many people, in fact, do not make this bracha upon the birth of a boy. That is the Mechaber in the Ramah in Aleph. So we'll do the Mishnah Berurah and a lot of interesting Dirshu comments today. So it starts the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph, Yalda, Vafil Loroa Ba'atzmo. Even doesn't see himself. Rak Shoma Shehaya Be'ir Acheres. He's in another city. Gets the news, though, that his wife gave birth. V'chein B'mash Mevor B'sif Beis. And so too, as we'll learn in tomorrow's Shir, where if he doesn't see directly, but he was told from a reliable source, from a person who's reliable, and that person heard firsthand. Sivkat and Beis, Zohar boy, Mistam, and the Poskim, from the way that it's phrased by the Poskim, Me'ashman, this would imply that Filu Hayelo Kam Zohar, if he already had many boys, Vitoiv Shivaleid Lobas, now he wants a girl. Kadei Shikayim Mitzis Pir Rivia, he wants to have one boy and a girl, he already got many boys, and another boy, Afilu Achi, nevertheless, even though it's a boy that's born, Im Nolad Bas, Eim Mevarech Alzeh, he does not make a brach on this. And the Dirshu number 3 discusses an interesting case. The guy mishish toikek leben zocher v'noda lobas. The guy really wanted a son, and now a girl is born. So kosbir halach le'el simen reish chav beis she'ein levarech alkach dayan ha'emes va'af sheyish letzar mizeh. Even though he's pained by this, as we explained earlier, because this is only when a person had something was taken away, not when you didn't get what you want. Umisha noda lobas va'achir shonim rabos. What if he didn't have any children? Now a daughter is born after many, many years. Shalohai lo chalal yadol. Didn't have any kids. Sadas, Rav Liyashiv. He's in this case, Sheyichol mevarech al shmiyas ha'leidoso hatoiv meitiv. He could make the brach on this. We'll see who argues. Meidach, on the other hand, those who disagree, as Rav Nissen Karlitz, that's all. She'ein levarech al kach. You don't make hatoiv meitiv. V'chein das, V'chein Kanievsky, that's all. You went, why? She'kevin she'chazal lo tiknu levarech aleidas bas hatoiv meitiv. That's not the brach that Chazal and set up for this. She'ein levarech. Even if you didn't have any children beforehand, still, nevertheless, would not make the brach. You make the brach the way that it's set up by Chazal. Okay. Continuing back now in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, "Umikol mokam nirali poshet debepam rishon kishiro." Oh, so the first time he sees her, mevarech birchas shechiyan. He would make the bracha shechiyan upon seeing her. And the Dirshu number 4. Excuse me, number 5, it says, Areiya pam harishona shel neched. What about when you see your grandkid for the first time? Oh, nechda, your granddaughter shenoldo. So do you make a bracha? Interesting. So it says, Das Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'ein levarach. You do not make the bracha upon seeing the grandson or granddaughter. She'ein lana ela chidusho shel hamishna bura. We only have with the Mishnah discussed, v'chein das from Nissen Karlitz, v'chein Kanievsky. So you would not. In Dershu 6, it says, v'chein, cost of the common simon reish chaf hey coming up b'shem a prima godim legabi mi shehaye b'medina sayam v'nizbaser sheishto yalda. He's overseas and he hears his wife give birth. Shemvarach shechianu kishire es avlad b'pam rishona. He makes the bracha shechianu when he sees them for the first time. V'chein cost of ketzos shulchan b'shem shulchan racharav shemi sheroa pam rishona es bito. He sees for the first time his daughter, Shenolda, Venehenna, Vesamech. He's happy about this. He's a very, in this case, Mevarech Shechianu. Uma, Shelo, Huzgar, Din, Zeb, Divri, Ribosein. This is not mentioned. Sakos, Bishut, Igris, Moshe, says Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, She'ein, Ze, Mishum, Sheheim, Cholkim, Okach. It's not mentioned, not because they don't argue. You know why it's not mentioned? Ela, Shemei, Rov, Pshitusom. It's so posh, it's so obvious. Shel, Devrehim. Lo, Kos, Vizos. You don't have to write something so obvious. Skipping to a little bit down, says Umisha Nodalo to Omin Ben Ubas. What would the din be if a person gave his wife gave birth to a son and a daughter? Sadasu Nisan Karlitz Shemistabe Shabirkas Hatovimativ Shemivarech Aledas Beno Moila Gam Al Rias Bito. That brach he makes on having a son would count upon seeing his daughter as well. But in the tzarech levarach al kach shechion wouldn't have to make a shechion on that as well. Kevin sheyesh makom levirkas hatovimativ lechol gam. Aladas bas. On the other hand, das Chaim Kanievsky zatzal shetzarich levarach shechianu b'riyaso. He should make a shechianu when seeing her. Kaven she ain makom levirkas hatov v'meitiv lachol aladas habas. Because that's the bracha for a boy, not for a girl. So if you make a shechianu when seeing her, v'chein mi shetoa. What about if the father makes a mistake? What depends? Why they made the mistake? What was their svara? Uberech aladas habito. They made a bracha on their daughter hatov v'meitiv. So depends. Says here from quoting from again Reb Nissen Karlitz. If he thought the reason why he made Hatov Meiti because he thought really he had a boy, in this case, he has to make now a Shechian on that. Maybe his make was different for him. He got the halacha wrong. He thought that is the bracha that you're supposed to make when a daughter is born. In this case, he does not make a new bracha, Shechianu. Okay. He made a mistake. Well, the opposite now. Really, when his son was born, he's supposed to make Tov Meiti, but he made Shechianu instead. It's because of Eshel Avram. He is Yotze with this. He got something, and more than one person is going to be sharing this. Thing. Maybe it's a car, maybe it's a computer, but it's not just him, it's for the members of the house as well, right? He makes Shechianu, he didn't realize that's not the correct bracha. He does not have to go ahead and make a new bracha on that. Okay, let's go back to finish up the Mishnah Berurah now, still towards the end of Sifkat and Beis. To me, it's no worse. It's no worse than if you saw your friend after 30 days, v'sameach, and you're happy. But also by seeing him, v'sameach shechianu, kilakam, as we'll see him in Simon Reish Chafei, Sif Aleph. Over here in the Dirshu 7, it brings down, he says, Umi shehar, hero lo bas shenodo b'berach shechianu, v'acher mikan hisbare shehaise tos, v'ze haise bas acheres. So they saw this girl, here's your daughter. They bring the nursery and they say, that's one. And you make shechianu, he goes, oh, whoops, that's not your daughter, someone else. So what do? So kosev v'shut shevet alev, v'ozner zatzal, he says, shechayu v'varech shuv, kishra es bito ha'amitis. When he sees his real daughter, instead of the one he thought was his daughter, he does make a shechianu when seeing his daughter, not doesn't count the one he made on somebody else's kid. Okay. Sif katin gimel, v'varech hatov v'meitiv. This is the bracha when for having a boy. Hatov lo tenicha le bezocher, because he's happy that he has a son. Vegam tov lo, it's also good. Shegam lo nicha beben zocher, she also is happy she has a son. Vafila haylehem kvar kama bonim, if they already had many kids. In the Dirshu number 9, it says umisha nodelo shnei bonim to umim bizman somach zel lezeh. So what happens if you have two twin boys and they're born in close proximity? So he says, Das Rav Nissen Karlitz, Sheyantin ad Sheyolet Hashem. Wait till the second one to come out. Vivarach Bracha Achas al Shneim. You have the one Bracha Tov Meitiv on both of the boys. Vichin Das of Chaim Kanievsky, Sheod, if it's preferred, Lechatchil, Lehantin, Levarach, Acher Ledas, Shem, till they're both born. Sheyod, Bezman, Somach Zelazem, when they're born in, close proximity. Ve'im Kivin, Levarach, Rak, Aledas, Ha'echad, he had only for one of them. It's really this one goodness which is coming out in two installments. Okay, now ein be prima godem dafilu im lo berach tekev kishasham. Even if you make the bracha immediately after he heard, gam kein yivarech lechule al, he still makes the bracha. The adayin hatoiva nimshechas, because this goodness is still continuing. In Dirshu 10, it says, "Vazman sheish levarach lechatchila mevor lahalon sifkat in tesvav leinyan birkas shechianu v'atov v'meitiv aknias kelim chadoshim." When you buy something new, a new object, sheizahar levarach tekef kodim sheizragil, before it becomes, so to speak, get used to it. It's talik a simcha m'men, and therefore you don't get such a gishmak out of it. So kosav v'kaf achayim b'shem sefer chasidim shemish bo lo besor tova. When you get some good news, lo yachzik toiva mevzaro ad shivarech tichila. You shouldn't do anything until you make the bracha beforehand. Achein im hashemua shenolad lo ben noda lo al yedei chilus Shabbos rachmano letzlan. Let's say a person was informed through whatever, use your imagination, somehow chilus Shabbos, that's how the message got through to the person. In this case, quoting from Rabbi Yosef, she'in levar chatov meiti b'Shabbos b'shashmi, you should not make chatov meiti at that point in time. Shenir ki ilu eina koev al chilus Shabbos, doesn't pain you the fact that this message got to you through desecrating Shabbos. El yamtin ad moitzi Shabbos v'yvarach, you should wait till afterwards and then make the bracha then. In the next footnote in 11 talks about what's the zman, how long you have. So it depends on which bracha you're making. Veshir hazman shoch l'dayin levarich kos of morketzia Rav Yaakov Emden shelaachir shlosha yomim, after 3 days yivarich below shem umachas, you wouldn't use the shem Hashem anymore. Betoch shlosha yomim, within the yivarich b'shem umachas, within 3 days you would do it. Kol zman shemargish batoivis, you're sensing this greatness, this wonderful, beautiful thing, this blessing has come into your life. Ve'ein adam lebirkas ram levarich, it's not considered like thunder and lightning. She'ein levarich alehim laachir kadei Dibur, as we saw, you have to talk today. Dibur, what's coming up? Kivur b'shulchan aruch lekaman. Kivan shelachir she'avru shuv einim margish klum, because after it's passed, you don't really sense anything. The thunder's gone, lightning's gone. Masha ein kein kam, which is not the place here. Shemavarech al hanoa, you're getting the joy you feel, the pleasure you have for the child. Okay, sifkatin dalid. Imesa ishto, if a person's wife would die through the, in the childbirth, yesh amim the mechaber polig alzeh. Some say that the mechaber argues on this din that's brought down in the Ramah. Svilni holds dafilu mesa ishto belidato bevarachatov meiti. If the wife did, God forbid, die during the birthing, then you still make hatov meiti. V'chazeh sevir le gamkin hataz ladina. That's how the taz paskins. V'taim ashal taz. The reason is as follows. Nevertheless, yesh la toiva shehish ira zocher ba'olam. It's good for the sense that she left a male child in this world. Ayn sham. Aval b'mor ketzir, again, Rakven Poligoze, he argues, birkas hatov meitiv, niskan rak al hanoa gashmis. It's on a physical thing that's good. V'lo hanoa ruchnis levad. Not just on the spiritual goodness that's coming as a result of this. V'chein b'lechem chamudos levush v'chai adam kulam hetiko ledina keharama, and not like the taz, that you would not make the bracha tov meitiv. Hey, believe it all in birth. Loshen Zed, the way this is phrased, Mashman implies lechora de imit meisa eze shas achili doso, if she would die a few hours after she'd already given birth, mevorech hatov meitiv, then you would make tov meitiv, to mikomokam nicha hayalo mikodnim shemesa, because there was a point of time where this was beneficial while she was still in the world. I'm bir halacha. Vav, mevorech shechianu, aleidas habein, on the birth of a son, but first, he makes a Dayan HaEmes on the terrible, tragic loss of his wife, and then he makes Shechianu. The Birkas Dayan HaEmes, he choiv, that's an obligation. Kidal El, as we saw already in Simon Reish Chavesiv Gimel. Brachazu de Shechianu, Yesh Amim She'ena El Rishus. Okay, some say that this is a Rishus. We saw that's the ending comment of the Ramah. Sifkat in Vav. No, that was a vav. Sivkat zayin bebracha zu pirush. The birkas shechianu mipnei shehi rak rishus. Right, this is optional. Sheikir birkas shechianu niskan al dover habo mizman lezman kemoadim chedoyme. Really, that we make shechianu on a yom tov or on doing a mitzvah for the first time that year. Umizeh nispashit shirabim makilin b'chol habrachos kiyot ve'ele. So that's why the minhag spread out that many people are lenient on reciting these brachos. Aval ein enochan. It's not correct, says the Mishnah Berurah. D'mai itmar b'gemara shehi rishus itmar. So what the Gemara said was rishus, that's what it's talking about, but it wasn't talking about these other cases. In the Dirshu number 12, it says, v'gam birkas shechianu kos bir halacha le'el. She'ena kavana shehi reshus legamrei. It's not really totally optional. Ella she'ena chiyav kolkach. It's not just as much of a chiyav. Ava mitzvah levarach yesh ba. There still, nevertheless, is a mitzvah, and one should, in fact, recite these brachos upon the birth of a child. Okay, that concludes today's shir.